Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to episode four. Episode four of the Mrs. Recommends on Regal Radio. www.regalradio.co.uk, or you can just download the TuneIn app on your smartphone.
Yeah, I'm getting quite annoyed
like they can't smart. they can't do as much work as you'd want them to.
See, kids at school have them now. I was like, well, you don't need a calculator because you've got a phone.
Yeah.
You don't need anything else because you've got a phone.
Until phones can start washing up and doing the housework, that's when they become smartphones.
I think Nokia tried to make one of them. It was waterproof, so.
I suppose you could wash up with a smartphone, but it wouldn't last very long.
No, well, you'd get one of them spongy things to stick on the back, couldn't you?
Yeah. Or if you were, you know, if you were sort of slightly blind, you could mistake it for a sponge if it was a green phone, or if you had
On what kind of phone you got now, because they're getting thinner and thinner and thinner. It'd be more like a flannel, wouldn't it?
Trying to clean the sink with it. That'd be interesting. But yeah, we're episode four. We're still here. After episode three. That's the number that comes after three, isn't it? Four. We're still here.
I don't know. I ain't got a smartphone anymore. So I wouldn't
check it. But yeah, we're having a lot of fun here on Regal Radio.
Yes.
But also, don't forget to check out all of the other great shows that are here on Regal Radio, especially Help to Heal. Which is one that's close to our hearts, with Mr. Gary Crow.
Hi.
That should be on very, very soon. But if you want to check out the schedule, just go to regalradio.co.uk and click on the schedule section.
That's right, yes. We haven't got that technology.
I'm conducting at the moment.
You think you're Iron Man, don't you? Using a computer.
I'll tell you what, I saw something, my mate did it actually. Talking about Iron Man, he took the Mickey out of, I know it's not PC, but he took the Mickey out of Stephen Hawking. He got a picture of Stephen Hawking.
Right.
Took his face off and put a mask of Iron Man on it, over his head, and he just recorded a thing and saying, "I am Iron Man."
Oh dear!
But I tell you what, you got to sit. It's really, really hilarious. I nearly swore there.
Yeah, nearly.
Almost swore.
Nearly.
And we haven't got our bleep machine with us today, so I'm going to have to be very, very careful.
I'll have to do it for you.
Just slap. Here, slap.
Sleep!
That's our swear machine.
Yes.
But today, we're sort of trying to have...
Something. I don't even want to know where that was going.
He looked at me funny then. Why did you look at me funny? Am I that predictable?
A little bit.
Okay. Well, you know what my mind is like.
Can we start off with the weather report?
The weather report?
Yeah. I think that'd be pretty cool, just letting people know what the weather's going to be like.
Okay, yeah. This is our weather report.
Tonight's forecast. A freeze is coming.
But it's sunny outside. The sun is shining. Well, it's not really shining because it's nighttime, so I'm lying to you. See, I get confused between the sun and the moon.
It's a bulb.
Mr. Freeze put me off. So mind you, we are in sort of the realms of winter at the moment, aren't we?
Yes, yes. So it gets.
So yeah, we are into. Actually, we're nearly.
It gets sunny earlier.
We're almost into December, aren't we? I think that's next month. Next week, sorry. Next week will be the start of December.
Yeah.
I can't believe we've only got like less than what we got.
I don't know.
4 weeks till Christmas. 5 weeks till Christmas.
Why? Why would you even do that?
Why?
I get Facebook statuses with people saying 42 days to Christmas. Oh,
yeah, that does my idea as
36
well.
36 days to Christmas.
But I don't care how many days.
Something I have noticed, they haven't. Well, mind you, I haven't really been into that in these shops. They always start putting stuff out early, like Christmas crackers and stuff.
They started at the beginning of November.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, I went there to see. I went to see the shops. Well, I went to the shops. Yes, of course I did. Went to the shops, and there's people, you know, listening to Christmas songs in the shops.
I hate it when they put it in
really
the lifts.
Really bad.
I hate lift music.
Oh, yeah,
ba,
annoying.
Ba, da, ba, 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 da. I hate that. Why can't they put like proper? I suppose it's the licenses, isn't it? They're not allowed to play.
I have no certain idea. Music.
If they had a BBC lift, they'd be all right.
Yeah,
it was owned by the BBC.
This is very true.
This lift is played by the BBC. This is the BBC lift. That'd be quite cool, wouldn't it?
That'd be good.
But before I get distracted, sorry, too late.
yeah,
we're trying to give you a sort of a little special edition this week. Because we had the Halloween special, we thought that went quite well. We had episode 3, we thought that was quite good. So we're going to have a bit of a sci-fi-y feel this week, aren't we?
Sci-fi-y feel.
But I'll tell you what else. Tell you what I noticed the other day, actually. But you don't really see many in this weather on the road. I saw a couple of squashed frogs on the road.
Lovely.
I don't know why I said that.
I'm so glad we can share these things.
I think something stuck in my head. But I'll tell you what else, talking about the weather and frogs.
Okay.
I don't know why that's coming to my head, but...
No idea.
Happens to a toad when it's struck by lightning. The same thing that happens to everything else.
Random, but I actually really did see a squashed frog in the road.
I don't care about the squashed frog anymore. I'm just glad I got that right. Yeah, fourth time lucky.
Oh dear. But the reason I said about the frogs because you don't really see that many out this sort of weather. But it's just
now they're all on holiday to somewhere warmer.
Yeah,
or wetter.
Yeah,
be better
somewhere.
For
it's well, they do like the rain, don't they? Actually, thinking about reminds me of something else at school, right? Do you remember when you used to... Not film related, not at all, but I have to tell you this. Where I used to live in Suffolk, there in our local school, they had a massive pond.
Yeah.
And when you're younger, you sort of, you know...
You
get up to mischievous things.
Right. You still do.
And it was, it was a weekend and they had like frogs born and little baby frogs. So I thought, I'll pick a little baby frog up, I'll take it.
Little baby frogs or tadpoles?
It was a baby frog. It had legs. I know what tadpole of a frog is. Tadpoles are baby
frogs. Oh, God.
Don't do it. Don't say it.
Yes. Beep. Sorry.
But no, I took it. It was literally like size of a 50p. It might have been a bit smaller, actually. And I took it home.
Is this the old 50p or the new 50p?
The new 50p.
The new 50p.
Because I had a pond in my garden as well. I stuck it straight in the pond. It lasted 30 seconds. No, none of them were like, a goldfish swallowed it whole.
A goldfish swallowed it, okay.
And I never saw it again.
Goldfish.
Yeah, so that was a waste, wasn't it? I should think what was going through the frog's mind, but that was very odd. Oh, I've never seen stuff like that before. It's like really weird things, random things you see as a kid. Like I saw a wasp having a fight with a dragonfly, and it was chewing his head off, chewing through his head.
Okay.
Yeah.
Even more impressive.
But yeah, we're sort of delving into the realms of
very strange stuff.
Yeah, life experience, nothing to do with movies at all.
I have a quiz for you.
A quiz?
Yes.
Ooh, you've sprung this on me.
I know. It's only
how long have you had this under your hat?
Well, all my life, I think.
No, I'm not talking about your hair because you haven't got any.
That's receding at the
moment. Too many hats.
That's fine. Yes, that was why I stopped wearing them.
I'm quite excited.
It's only a small one. Don't even start.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Never a good thing.
Oh,
right.
Dear me.
Anyway.
Well, I've actually heard the opposite about you, so I take it as a compliment.
Why do people say that? I go red. Got a face for radio, and I go red a lot.
Take it off the table.
Sorry. Anyway.
Okay, yeah. This
quiz.
All
I want to know is what film these are from.
Right, okay.
There's only four, so you're alright.
Well, it's nice to have a little bit of a surprise. I like surprises.
We'll see how you get on with this.
I do like surprises. Okay, then give us the
first
one.
What film is this from?
A household in America. That's what you had in mind all along, isn't it?
This is one of
them. I might actually leave this running because it's quite good.
One hungry plant here. We're talking about,
I know what it is. It's one of my favourites. Is it? You got the whole song?
Yes.
Well, you've got to play it then. Well, I'll tell you what it is first. It's from Little Shop of Horrors.
I don't care what it takes.
This is a good tune. Have a listen, people.
Better wait a minute. You better hold the phone.
better mind your manners. Better change your tone. Don't you threaten me, son. You got a lot of gall. We're gonna do things my way, or we won't do things at all. You don't know what you're messing with. You got no idea. You don't know what you're looking at when you're looking here. You don't know what you're up against. No, no way, no how. You don't know what you're messing with, but I'm gonna tell you the night. From outer space, and I'm
bad.
I'm just a mean green mother from outer space, and it looks like you've been had. I'm just a mean green mother from outer space, so get off my back, get off my face, cause I'm mean and green, and I am bad. Wanna save your skin, boy? You wanna save your hide? You wanna see tomorrow? Better step aside. Better take a tip, boy. Want some good advice? You better take it easy, cause you're walking on thin ice. You don't know what you're dealing with. No, you never did. You don't know what you're looking at, but that's tough titty, kid. The lion don't sleep tonight, and if you pull his tail, he roars. You say that ain't fair, you say that ain't nice. You know what I say, up yours. And I'm
bad.
I'm just a mean green mother, a real disgrace, and you got me fighting mad. I'm just a mean green mother from outer space, gonna trash your ass, gonna rock this place. I'm mean and green, and I am bad. You know I don't come from no black lagoon. I'm from past the stars and beyond the moon.
Yeah.
You can keep the thing,
hey.
Keep the it,
whoa.
Keep the creature, they don't mean shit.
All right, that does it.
I got killer bugs, a power stem, nasty thorns, and I'm using them. So better move it out. Nature calls. You got the point. I'm gonna bust your balls.
That is a good, I see what you've done there. You're very clever.
I'm good.
You've mixed in two of the things that we, well, one of your favourite things, one of my favourite things, musicals, yeah, and sci-fi.
Yes, and I like plants.
you are a house plant. Oh no, I didn't mean it.
Really?
You're a rose, really.
Yes.
By any other name,
yes,
would be Gary.
Exactly.
That was very clever what you did. I like it.
I impress myself sometimes.
But I do like a good musical.
Yes. What about the next one then?
Oh yeah, we're on a quiz, aren't we? I completely lost where we were. It's such a good song. I forgot we're actually doing a quiz. So that one point.
Oops.
Little
yes,
worry.
Yes, yes.
Okay, let's go on to the second one then.
Well, I could give you a bonus point for that.
A bonus point?
If you got the question right.
Ah, okay, go on then.
That was made, there was two versions of that film.
Where are you going to ask me the year, aren't you, it was made? I know it was black and white. No. Okay. Jumping in, jump ahead.
I should just take the bonus point away right now.
Premature once again.
Who was the lead character in the original?
Oh God, actor.
Mm-hmm.
You mean the one that Rick Moranis played in the newer one? But you want that character?
Oh, it's a different name.
Yeah, I know. Who did Rick Moranis play? What's it? Oh, no,
Seymour.
Seymour. That's it. So you want the actor's name who played him? Right.
The first one.
God. Do I get a clue?
No.
No. Is it a famous?
Yes.
Horror.
No.
Actor.
Well, yeah, I mean, it has been.
Not Chris. No. Christopher Lee.
Yeah.
No. Wasn't Steve Martin by any chance?
No. Steve Martin was the dentist. I know
he was
in
dentist,
the original,
but I thought he might
one.
Have been in that one. So no, I don't know.
Here's Johnny.
No way. Was it really?
Yes.
Oh, if anyone doesn't know who that was, who that was meant to have been.
I don't actually know, so tell me.
I've forgotten his name.
Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson, that's it. My brain is in like reverse gear today.
Oh, dear. Anyway, second question. Right, second question?
So, yeah, we're on to question two.
You didn't get the bonus point.
You're as bad as I am. So I'm only on 1 point. Possible
yes.
One out of two.
Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
Poo, yeah.
What film is this from? And I want the full title. I'm going to be harsh here.
Throw it at me.
Yes. What film is this from? Full title.
Full title.
You just don't turn it off. It wasn't my war. You asked me. I didn't ask you. And I did what I had to do to win. But somebody wouldn't let us win. And I come back to the world. And I see all those maggots at the airport.
So, oh God, that could
what
be any of them.
What film was that from?
It could be any of them.
I'll give you a clue. It's the final speech.
The final speech. Can you play it one more time?
Okay.
You just don't turn it off. It wasn't my war. You asked me. I didn't ask you. And I did what I had to do to win. But somebody wouldn't let us win. And I come back to the world. And I see all those maggots at the airport.
Deary me. Well, it's obviously it's Rocky.
No.
Not one of the Rockies?
No.
Ah, you've done this on purpose. How did you throw me off the scent? It was a bit where he said, I had to do what I had to do to win. And it wasn't Rocky.
No.
Okay.
I'll get a clue.
God.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah. Adrian! Oh, I had to give you my Sylvester Stallone impression there.
Oh, dear. I'm going to save you from this. Lovely.
God. That's
no, it's
really,
not him neither.
I think I need his help. Early or late film?
Early.
Early film. So we're meant to be in a sci-fi realmy thing here.
I know.
But
that, but my quiz doesn't have to be.
No, because this was a surprise, wasn't it?
Yes.
I do like surprises.
Then you surprised me with the, oh, we're in sci-fi today. I had a warm my robot arm.
Your robot arm. I've got something else that's robot.
Don't.
I was going to say my foot.
Yeah, right.
It is a foot long. Right, okay, well, oh, God. Rocky Balboa. A later film, you're saying. Give me the year.
Yeah, right.
What decade was it?
80s.
Would you say 80s, so that's an earlier film. God. I'm trying to think of I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I'm
shocked.
Can you give me?
If you really don't get it,
give me a tiny
really
clue.
Shocked.
Give me a tiny clue. Let's have another listen. One more listen.
One more. Oh
yeah.
Dear.
I need it more than once. You do know this.
You just don't turn it off. It wasn't my war. You asked me. I didn't ask you. And I did what I had to do to win. But somebody wouldn't let us win. And I come back to the world. And I see all those maggots at the airport.
Oh my word! How can I get this wrong? How can I not know this? I've just... Thing is, I've only ever seen the first one, believe it or not. I've never seen the other... Well, I've seen the first one and the last one. But I've never seen the middle two. It's Rambo.
Yes.
So it's going to be one of the ones I haven't seen, isn't it? Is it Rambo First Blood?
It is.
Yay!
Oh,
pat on the back. Pat on the back. It took me long enough.
Hang on. That just took you...
How long did it take me?
About 4 minutes.
To work that one
to
question.
To figure that one out. That's just wrong.
And they say that I'm slow, but I didn't realize I was that slow.
Well.
Slow.
Okay. Should we go for another one
slow.
Then?
Sorry. Just your phone or your speakers isn't broken. It is me.
Yes.
Dear.
Sadly.
Do I get a bonus question for this?
No.
Oh, it took me long enough to get that one.
I noticed. Give you a bonus question, that'll be the end of the show.
Give me a bonus black heart.
Right, anyway. Next question and next piece of sound.
Sound bite.
What film is this from? This is going to be really impressive.
Go on then.
Rick, you go. Where shall I go? What shall I do?
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Oh, my word. Oh, no, I do know that one. It's Gone with the Wind.
All right, cool.
How you were surprised I got that, didn't you?
I was actually, yeah, very...
Flatly, my dear, I don't river dance. Yeah, I didn't know that one from Alan Partridge.
All right.
I've never seen it, though. Do you know what? I don't think we've actually mentioned any sci-fi movies yet. But we have got some coming, don't panic.
We haven't mentioned any sci-fi movies.
We've mentioned a couple, but we haven't really talked about any films yet.
Riverdance is a sci-fi film. What?
Moon dance.
No human can actually move his legs that quick.
Yeah, it's actually him dancing. You haven't got epilepsy.
I'm not worried about the epilepsy. It's just like superimposed.
Yeah, warning.
Whatever they are.
Warning, this he contains flashing legs.
Nice. Right, anyway, next question.
Four.
You had a bonus one in the first one.
Oh, yeah. Keep them coming.
This is the last one.
That's right, we've got plenty to talk about. It was a nice little surprise.
This is going to be quite funny because I know for a fact you're going to get it.
I did like it.
I want to know what film this is.
What
from.
My pant size is.
No.
What, bra size?
Your bra size was bigger than mine.
I've got lovely news.
What film is this from?
What I've already mentioned. Now, I'm picturing in my head boxing montage, him running up and down the stairs, running in the street. Shadow boxing.
I'd lose, I really would.
I would as well. But no, it's actually quite a good tune. I think the listeners should get a treat of the whole thing. Getting stronger.
Sorry.
Getting stronger and stronger. Right, do you know ready? What? I feel like a run. I'm going to go for a run.
What do you reckon, man?
Yeah, that's a good song. Good song. Yeah.
I'm exhausted after watching you run around the room.
Bit out of breath now. That is a very long song.
It is. I'm about to stop it because it's going to annoy me.
I don't think I could even go for 7 minutes.
You could go for 7 minutes.
It's a miracle.
7 seconds.
Little blue pill. How do you know?
I've heard.
Yeah, whatever. You've been touching me in my sleep, haven't you?
No.
You have.
You asked me to.
Right. Have you got any more questions? You got another question for me?
What film was that from?
That was from Rocky. Which you're gonna ask which one, aren't you? All of them.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It was from. Mind you, I haven't seen Rocky 5, and I haven't. I've seen Rocky Balboa, but I haven't.
Yeah, I was going to say, did they actually make a Rocky 5, or did they just go from 4 to 6?
No, But what was your favourite Rocky?
What was the one he fought Mr. T in?
That was the third one.
Because that was funny.
Yeah. You got down, fool.
I always expect Mr. T to be some guy with spiky, like,
yeah,
Mohican and gold chains.
He wasn't a bad actor. I liked him in 18, though. It was good.
Yeah.
18 movie was good.
Beer Baracus.
Yeah. I think they cast that well.
It sounds like a snake or something, doesn't it?
Yeah.
He's a Baraka.
He's a Baraka. Yeah.
And that's a character for Mortal Kombat.
Rattling change. Baraka, yeah.
Ugly. Mortal Kombat 2.
Sorry, Pete, I keep banging the table. That's not my hands. Yeah, I will. is there any more questions to this?
No. What sci-fi films are we going to talk about?
We can talk about some
Ooh! I've got an idea!
Gary's just turned, turned into a monkey.
I've got another one. And
you got another one, say Doctor for me.
Okay, yes. I've got another one, and then we can talk about this film afterwards.
Right. So we have actually now delved into the realms of sci-fi. We have turned into monkeys. If anyone didn't know that classic tune from a classic 80s movie, RoboCop, I keep saying they're one of my favourites, but I do love classic sci-fi movies, and RoboCop is one of them.
That's very true. It is a good film.
But one of my favourite robots in the movie.
Ooh!
Was.
I think we can do it this time, can't we?
Yes, I think we can.
Instead of like the Mr. Freeze thing where I completely messed it up.
We have a treat for you.
I forgot where I put it there.
Hang on! I got it!
It's in your pocket!
I got it! I'm there! Woohoo! RoboCop!
Oh, Jesus.
No, he ain't gonna help you.
Oh, my day.
Nor is his dad.
Better and better. Oh, well. Oh, well, I've got one thing to say to you.
Please put down your weapon. You have 20 seconds to comply.
Yeah!
That's great, that is. I love the growling.
I want to know. Because they're actually been making a film.
Check out they actually got a website, OCP. I think it's www.ocp.com. It's not OCD. Did I get that wrong?
No!
It is OCP, isn't it? Making me doubt myself. OCP. What is it? No, is it OCP?
Oh dear.
It's not OAP.
No, OAP.
Or it's not OCD.
Why is that? Okay.
Okay.
Oh, never mind.
Oh dear. But yeah, RoboCop, man. I do love RoboCop.
Yes.
Mate, okay. There's not many movies, especially sci-fi movies, that I think the sequels were better than the first film.
The second one was a lot better than the first, but then again, the first one, in my opinion, had a better first 10 minutes.
Yeah. I was trying to think what the opening credits, or the opening for that film was, the riots and that, wasn't it? The newsflash, or was it the adverts? The SUX.
No, that
advert.
Was the second one.
That was
the adverts.
Yeah.
It's a factor 500.
That's the one.
Sun cream.
I'd buy that for $1.
Oh dear.
Another classic line.
Oh, I don't well.
Or when he crashes into that toxic waste thing and he comes out all dribbly.
Oh, lovely.
Help.
And he gets hit by a car.
He does.
And splats. Yeah.
All over the windscreen.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah. But right, my opinion.
We get back to the script now.
Yeah. My opinion, and this is only my opinion, but sequels that were better than the first films. RoboCop. Sorry, if anyone don't know why it's puffing, I was panicking. I didn't know if we were, if our mic was on, but I think it is. I'm cupping the mic.
If anyone can fill it in and tell us if the mic is on, that'd be great.
Is it just dead air? But if you can't hear it, you wouldn't know.
Exactly. So something's gone wrong.
Oh dear. But sequels that were better than the first films, right?
Yes.
RoboCop.
Yes.
I think, because the second one was awesome. What was the name of the other robot?
What was that?
What was the character? Awesome. It was so totally awesome.
Oh dear.
Predator 2.
William here.
Sequel better than the first film? No.
No.
See, Danny Glover is cool.
More of a storyline.
He does action pretty well. It was what?
More of a storyline in the first one.
Well, there was a storyline in the second one. The thing is, with the second film, they went with more with the comics.
Yes.
Because they, at the end of the second movie, they gave you the impression... Well, no, they basically told you that they were time travellers.
Yes.
But that's a big clue as to the how the comics went.
I don't know. I've never read the comics.
Because the AVP comics is like a big time travel twist in the story. Things with the Alien movies as well. There's some, if you want to read the books, there's some really good stories in there, which I think would make a good film.
Yeah.
So I remember there was one where they had they took some like the alien DNA or whatever and made it into like a performance enhancing drug.
Right.
It was like an undetectable speed type thing.
Oh right.
Lovely. But yeah, I mean, say there are a few sequels. Get out of Terminator 2. I thought that was better. Well, I say better, it was a completely different story, wasn't it, really? But they did spin it on quite well. Third one, they didn't need to make at all. Complete waste of time.
Fantastic.
But the fourth one was... I enjoyed the fourth one.
Oh, it's all right then.
But I like... brain's gone again with actors' names. It's always when I'm trying to do this show, I forget actors' names. Am I meant to remember them?
You've got to try.
What's his name? American Psycho and all that.
Oh, good God, I don't know.
Blimey. Batman.
Pardon?
You play Batman.
When?
The new Batman, in the new ones. Dark Knight.
The new Batman?
Yeah, Dark Knight. Not Heath Ledger. That's Joker, ain't Heath Ledger. Christian Bale.
Christian Bale. Christopher?
Oh, my God. What is wrong with me?
Christopher.
I think it's time for a tune, though, didn't you?
Hold on, because we're now talking about time travel and stuff. Do you think Alien versus Predator are trying to go into the realms of Doctor Who, then?
Elaborate.
Time travel.
Well, I don't know.
Well, it's either that or they're trying to go into the realms of Back to the Future.
Well, I think they're just trying to show how advanced they were, sort of thing.
Yeah.
And sort of, maybe. Done everything, been everywhere, you know. Because of their predators, they're trying to find the ultimate... hunt, aren't they? So
I see.
Actually, you've seen Predator 2.
Yeah.
At the end of the second film, when he's going onto the ship, you see all the skulls on the wall.
Yeah.
Now one of them is T-Rex.
I thought you were going to turn around and say one of them is your friend.
It's me. I recognise that bone structure.
He's lost a little weight.
I recognise that. But I know there's also, I feel there's an alien. Because they give you a little bit of a hook into the alien movies from the end of the second Predator film, because there's an alien skull on there.
We see.
Because that confused me a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah, because I thought the aliens were made by the Predators. Is that right?
Because
AVP...
I don't know, I haven't seen Requiem.
Yeah, we're a little bit...
Oh, it'd be in the second one, they found that out, wouldn't it?
But like in Predator 3, that was like a completely different story. That was weird, that was.
Yeah.
Where they...
I haven't seen that one, though.
Oh, you got to watch it. That is a good film, Predators, with Adrian Brody, another underrated actor. I'm trying to think what else has been in the... Have you seen The Jacket?
No.
Have you seen The Experiment?
The Experiment? No.
But yeah, he was. He's another. He plays a good action movie star, actually.
Mm.
Actually, as good as Arnie, but not as big.
Skinny Arnie.
I really almost cracked out my impression there.
Oh no, no, no!
So I don't think people have heard enough of my impression.
No, not yet.
Oh dear.
Anyway, you want a song?
Yeah, I think it's time for a song.
I think this one goes well with what I was then talking about.
Right. Okay.
It's very cool. I loved this when it first came out. It was great. The video too was funny as well.
Oh, it's not surprising. It's a little listen. I love it. Who did this?
Doctor in the TARDIS.
Ah, well, have a little listen, listeners.
It's actually called, or from the group, the Time Lords, I think.
Ooh, I like that. Got a mixed table going on there. Excellent. Hope you enjoy it. Well, we hope you enjoyed that little ditty. Welcome back to the Remissives Recommends on Regal Radio.
Yay.
If you haven't been listening, www.regalradio.co.uk. That's my little jingle for you there.
That was impressive. You should use that.
I've got a good singing voice. Yeah, perhaps we should make one.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Mrs. Recommends. Dun, dun. www.regalradio.co.uk.
I'll just be at the end going, shoo-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa.
10 drums.
That'd be quite cool.
Oh, dear. That's quite an art. It's a good tune.
I love it.
I think I have heard that before.
Oh, if you've seen the video to it, that is hilarious.
That is very good.
Little Daleks, like shopping bag or shopping trolleys and stuff. Some guy driving around in a car, done up like the TARDIS. Fantastic.
Or my time travelling toilet. The TARDIS.
Ew.
That's what I call it.
Lovely.
Time to have a poo.
Time and reality, dimensions in space.
Time and relative dimensions in space, isn't it?
I can't believe it. I'm a Doctor Who fan. I didn't even know.
Yeah! One for me.
Yeah, that's all right.
Here's a little on-the-spot pop quiz for you. Okay, because you're a massive Doctor Who fan, aren't you?
How can you tell?
Can you...
No.
Okay, on the spot. Can you name, from the beginning... to present day?
No.
You can't?
No.
How far can you go back?
William Hartnell was the first one.
See, I don't even know who that is.
He's the first Doctor.
All I know, it was... all the only ones I know is Tom Baker.
Yep.
Tom Baker.
Mm-hmm. Lovely guy. He was one of the best ones. Well, I think out of the old lot, he was the best one.
Now the voice narrator of... Little Britain.
Yes, and he was also in the game show. Oh, what was it called? Had Melinda Messenger in it.
Melinda Messenger. Not Fort Boyard. Yes,
that's the one.
Yeah,
he was in that as well.
He's still in it.
Is he?
Even with the new people.
Looks a bit different.
Yeah, he still plays it. Yeah, he's got older, isn't he?
Put a little bit of weight on.
Yeah, he's the
lost the scarf.
Questionnaire. What they
questionnaire.
Call him.
Yeah,
the
like
quiz master.
He's quite good.
Whatever they call him. See, all I know is Tom. Needs Tom Hardy. Tom Baker, Christopher Eccleston.
He is.
The Scottish geezer.
David Tennant.
That's the one. And Sean Pertwee. Not Sean Pertwee.
Sean Pertwee.
No, it was.
John Pertwee.
John Pertwee. Yeah. It was Boys of Cambridge, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Coppertina Cast, said Kai.
There's another one.
Coppertina Slash of Cake, that's like.
There's another one. Peter Davidson.
Peter Davidson. See, you know more than I do.
All Things.
Which isn't hard.
All Creatures Great and Small.
Another TV show.
Yes, he was in that as well.
A vet thing, wasn't
yes.
it? Yeah.
Yes.
Peak practice was for doctors, wasn't it? Not for.
Yes. And you had John William Hartnell, who was the first ever doctor. Very good.
Right. I think very I've seen... Wasn't... who was the guy that was on the original Record Breakers show? He used to play trumpet. Died of cancer. Wasn't he... He was in. He played Doctor Who in a movie, didn't he? Okay. Something Castle... Is it Castle?
Roy Castle.
Roy Castle. I'm sure he was in
a... No, he was never a Doctor Who.
I think he was in the Who movie.
He was in a Doctor Who.
Yeah, he was...
But he didn't play the Doctor.
It was a big Dalek one, I think. Garlic.
Yeah, he got inside the Dalek, didn't he?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, that was the... I think it was the first ever movie.
And they sort of showed you how they looked, with their little green spider thingies, weren't
yeah,
they?
And yeah, and then in the new ones they changed, and now they're all slimy and... Yeah,
yeah. So I sort of lost... I did used to watch it, I mean... David Tennant was my fave.
Yeah, David Tennant out of the new ones was the best one.
Yeah.
So,
but I want to talk about, since we're in a sci-fi thing here. I'd like to talk because I saw the movie recently.
What?
And I'm a big fan of the original. I think we've spoke about this before. Total Recall.
Oh yeah.
Now I love Arnie. I do like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
We gathered.
but I also like. See, my brain has gone again with actors' names. I should write these down.
You should. Yeah.
Bullseye. He played Bullseye in Elektra. Not
yeah.
Elektra, he played Bullseye in Daredevil.
Pardon?
Irish geezer.
Yeah. Yes.
Him.
Yeah. No, I'm going to let you think of his name.
Because it's
hilarious to see your brain move.
It could be dead air for a while.
I doubt it. I'll hum.
He was in Bruges as well. See, we're movie fans, we're talking about movies, and I can't even get the actors' names right.
Yeah.
I should be shot. I shouldn't have been doing the show. You should spank me hard.
Yeah, you'd enjoy
Perhaps
it.
Perhaps I'm doing it on purpose. I don't know. His name is Colin Farrell.
There you go.
I got it eventually.
Take your time.
Tip my tongue.
Yeah.
Like last night.
Mm-hmm.
right, Colin Farrell, man. He played the same character that Arnie did, Douglas Quaid.
Yes.
But
in a completely different story.
Yeah, I mean, what annoyed me is I'm a massive fan of the original Total Recall, you know, the where he went to have an implant. Holiday implant, and then he found out he's a secret agent or whatever. And
holiday implant.
It was a secret agent implant thing, wasn't it? Where he's
yeah.
a secret agent. And he went to Mars, and then the whole uprising happened.
A woman with three boobs.
That's the one, yeah.
Everyone remembers that bit.
The thing is, with Total Recall, so I was a little bit disappointed with the new one,
right.
Colin Farrell. Because what they tried to do, because they took the story straight from the book.
Mm-hmm.
And what annoyed me, when they kept the three boob bit in there,
oh, that's good.
When she turned around and goes, "Made you wish Lucky had three hands." you actually see it as well, even though it was a 12. It was a 12 movie. You do see the three boobies.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you just turn around and go, "No, thanks." I'll pass.
No, you're right.
But yeah, the story is totally different. I mean, this one, I mean, I don't want to spoil the story, but I mean, you're gonna find out eventually.
Yes.
It's like a post-apocalyptic thing. There's basically only two points on the planet that are still inhabitable, and that's Australia and Britain. Basically two ends of the earth.
Fantastic.
And they have a massive like tube that goes through the earth where they can travel between the two continents.
Okay.
But you know what annoyed me is they tried to put too many references in from the original movie to put into the new movie, but they didn't work.
Oh, I see.
And they only had one reference to Mars. Nothing
right.
about it at all, so what disappointed me.
And that went the chocolate.
No.
Oh.
He was eating one, yeah.
Oh.
No, he just turned around and he said, yeah. He was in, because he works in a factory like in the original, but they make robots,
right.
which has a big integral part of the story. Bit A just turns around and says, yeah, you know, I've always wanted to go to Mars. And that's it. That's all you hear about Mars. And it's like, okay, where is the story? No. So I've never read the book. Perhaps I should read the book.
But yeah, because in the 80s they did do really, really, really random things with books and stories, didn't they? They changed a lot of them.
See, the characters in the original Total Recall...
Why are you pointing at me?
I want you to play a bite. It's my hand.
Of what?
A bite of my...
I don't want to know.
Chocolate bar. No, I think we've got a Total Recall bite in there somewhere.
No.
From the main...
No.
The cornflake bit.
I have no idea what you're on about.
Is it not on there?
It's not gone.
Never mind.
That's not good. Hang on, let me see.
We're having a look now.
I'll see if I can find it.
On our bite base.
Bite base.
If not, I'll bite you.
But
you don't like that, don't you?
No. Unless it's that bit. Could you rename it?
Probably didn't rename it, actually.
No, it's not there.
It's one I found earlier. Here's one I made earlier.
Ah, there you go. That'll be why it's not there.
But we could just carry on playing anything.
Well, just who was the original guy from Total Recall?
What, Douglas Quaid? That was Arnie Schwarzenegger, wasn't it?
Was it?
Yeah. And then you had the baddie,
yeah,
which was who played Dick Jones in RoboCop. Don't know his name, though. Dick Jones!
Wasn't he the... I don't know. I can't even remember that name. That was so long ago.
But RoboCop, we shall touch on that. Well, we sort of touched on it already. Touched you.
<Not bad.
laughs> In a special place.
It's very nice.
Yes. During this time for another song?
Too
early, maybe?
No. I have the greatest one.
What you got for us?
I did try and do this earlier, but I think I messed it up.
Right, okay.
Very bad. I actually think that if we went to Mars, we'd have probably end up looking like one of these.
Much mistaken.
We were at a party.
Some of B-52s.
Yes.
Rock lobster.
Rock lobster, yes.
Right,
if we went to Mars, we'd end up looking like a lobster.
You would, yeah, the eyes pop out. Yeah, it reminds me of Futurama.
Reminds me of Family Guy.
Family Guy, yeah. Oh dear. Okay, have a little listen. I like this song. Hope you do too.
We'll be right back.
Very funky tune, I like that.
I like it.
Hello peeps, welcome back to The Mrs. Recommends.
Why didn't you do the echo bit?
Oh, The Mrs. Recommends.
Dish.
www.regalradio.co.uk. I'm going to put that in every time now.
All right, cool. Oh, you should put the echo on that, I think.
Echo. Oh, dear.
I like playing with my buttons.
Yeah. Not in public. Sorry. Which I have seen you do.
Oh, well. I never... No.
Oh, dear.
Not gone, mate.
But, yeah, if you've just switched on, started listening, we've been talking about sci-fi movies. Been having a bit of a sci-fi night tonight, haven't we?
Sci-fi moment.
Sci-fi.
Lovely.
Shush, shush, keep up, Bob. Speak man.
Enough echo.
We haven't heard any of your... I know you like Doctor Who.
Yes.
But we haven't heard any of your favourite sci-fi films.
Well, we had one.
RoboCop.
Yeah, RoboCod. Yeah.
RoboCod.
Good game on the Mega Drive. Good game on the Mega Drive. James Pond.
That was excellent. Do you know what? Actually, talking about Mega Drive games, I have actually been playing some classic Mega Drive games.
That was because I got you that emulator.
Yeah, you got me the emulator on the iPad, and I tell you what, I haven't put it down. I've been playing EA Hockey.
Oh, no. Will you actually stop and have a fight in it?
I love that game. I remember me and my brother and my dad used to play it all the time. But that was quite good, actually.
What, the playing it or the fights?
Both.
I like to start the fights. You score a goal, you run into someone, smack into them, they start the fight. You
but
goal.
My little trick for winning the fights every time still works, even on the iPad.
Go back, go forward.
Exactly, go back. He knows, the man knows. The man knows.
Yes.
Oh dear, yes. But that was an excellent game. But I'll tell you a game I haven't played at the moment. I know we've been trying to have a sci-fi theme, but this game, because I've got an Xbox 360.
Right.
Don't go PlayStation 3. They suck.
Sorry, Sony.
Sony, don't get me started with Sony. I can't say too much.
Hey, my headphones are Sony. Do you mind?
But I've been playing Assassin's Creed 3.
Oh, you got it?
Fantastic game.
Oh my God.
Excellent. I mean, I love Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got... The only one I haven't got is Revelations. I haven't played that one.
But I didn't like Brotherhood.
That was all right.
I played it on the I played it on the PSP.
PSP
by Sony.
Well, they were right. I mean, that's probably the only two decent consoles.
Decent.
That's my dog's name, Decent. Two decent consoles were the PSP and the PS2.
No.
I like the PS2.
No, the ultimate in ultimate is PS1. They brought out the first Silent Hill and Resident Evil.
Silent Hill. Oh.
Silent Hill and Resident Evil. They brought them out on the PS1.
Actually, talking about Resident Evil and Silent Hill, you found a little gem today, didn't you? Which you showed me earlier.
Yes,
and I'll tell you what, it is hilarious.
On YouTube.
Tell us about it, Mr. Crow.
It's called Resident Evil versus Silent Hill. It is a fan-made edit of, well, films.
About
6 or 7 minutes long. And it's basically... the beginning of Resident Evil 2, where you find out about William Birkin and the G-Virus, and the mercenaries coming in to recover the G-Virus and get out. This time, the mercenaries go in, get the G-Virus, start coming out, and meet Harry Mason, who ends up getting killed by Pyramid Head.
Pyramid Head!
Lovely. And then the mercenary, Hunk,
He's a hunk.
Ends up fighting Pyramid Head until he gets a rocket launcher.
Oh, right, yeah.
Rocket launcher thrown down from somewhere. It's usually thrown down from a helicopter, but
God
in this case, it's in a warehouse, so I don't exactly know how they managed to do that. It's one of them radio control helicopters. But yes, and then blows up Pyramid Head.
I'll tell you, you've got to check it out. Go onto YouTube and then type in Resident Evil versus Silent Hill.
Yes.
It is. If someone spent a bit of money on the effects in that.
Yeah, because the costumes are really good as
come
well.
Come out quite well. Even Pyramid Head looks quite convincing.
Yeah.
I've been doing something in my spare time.
Oh, dear. I dread to think.
And I'd like to tell you what it is right now.
Have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Mr. Crow,
I have learned a new skill.
Right. Do I dare ask?
Yes, you dare ask. The skill is this.
I know kung fu.
I know
kung fu. I think that is what he gets. He does get kicked in the virtual dangly. So I think that's what that is.
I know
kung fu. I know kung fu.
I'm scared of you. You know, that's quite bad.
Thing is, I think people worry how high I can actually get my voice.
I think everyone worries. I
can even do this. I can still do the splits.
That's why you can get your voice that high.
I can do the splits still at my age.
I can never do them in the first place.
People do worry I have no testicles. Testicules.
You're one of them ninjas, aren't you?
Yes, I can ingest my testicles at will. One at a time.
Lovely.
But talking about the Matrix movie, that was from The Matrix, by the way, if anyone didn't know what that was.
Yeah.
A very famous Keanu Reeves movie. Finally getting his name right! I remembered his name straight away.
The randomness of the voice and, again.
And Mr. Lawrence Fishburne, or Fishbone, as I call him.
Fishbone?
Yeah. Actually, talking about that, you know, we went to see Silent Hill recently.
Yeah.
Halloween.
Yeah.
Which was a massively fantastical movie.
Amazing.
I think you should tell them what you found out at the end.
Ooh.
Oh, no, that might spoil it. We'll spoil it for people.
Maybe next year.
Let's just say that it is tied in fantastically with the games.
Yes, very.
Yes.
Yes.
And something I found out today, because I'm a massive book fan, there is no books of Silent Hill. There is a Resident Evil, but none of Silent Hill.
Resident Evil books are great.
But go back to Matrix. Great movies. Fantastic movies. But I reckon they could have condensed the last two down into one film.
Maybe
for the Battle of Zion, they could possibly have.
Well, yeah, I think that was what they were trying to do.
Yeah. right. Okay. Right. Well, actually, unfortunately, we've actually run out of time. but I'm going to play you out with a song.
Okay.
A very short song. It's a very sci-fi movie that I love. Another one I love.
Oh, yes.
I brought up on this.
Yes.
Terminator 2. Great song.
Lovely.
Great theme tune. So this is for now me, Mr. Gary Crow. Me, Mr. Gary Crow.
Me, Mr. Gary Crow.
Yes,
my name. No,
it's goodbye from me and goodbye from him. Till next time, www.regalradio.co.uk and the Mrs. Recommends. Catch us. Tune in.
See ya.
Bye.